The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, it is, for many parents, the first proper day of summer with the kids all finished from primary school. They're kind of finished in bits and starts around the country, but today they're all off, right? And they're at home. And if you're in the west of Ireland, it's been raining and parents are going, oh my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to get through 2 months of this? Well, fear not. Aoife Lee, parenting coach of parentsupport.ie, is here to help and give us tips how to keep them entertained in the weeks ahead. Aoife, I mean, I hate to say we're losing hope this early, but Janie Mac, it's tough going, isn't it?
Day one. Listen, Jonathan, I know myself having three kids at home, all ranging from primary to secondary. There's an air of anticipation, and we're not even at the end of day
anticipation
one.
Isn't the word I'd use. It's mostly fear that I would use. Yeah,
but you know what? I think as a rule, you know, or often, and I work with a lot of working families in particular. Like, it's huge pressure to kind of keep everyone busy, and particularly over the holidays, like we wear many hats. Whether, you know, we're working, we're keeping the show on the road at home, and there often is that expectation that, you know, what are we doing next, and what's the plan today, and you know, that's not reality either. And I'd often kind of chat to clients about how, similarly to any kind of school holiday, there is an element of planning, having some routine in the day. And whether it is if you are working or you're at home full time, it's working around annual leave, and kind of having a sense of, right, what works really well, and then what can we, you know, at what point do we kind of look at, right, let's put a plan in place and how we're going to go about it.
But you see, the thing is, if the children were left to their own devices, sitting on their arse would be their preference for the next 2 months, often staying in bed as late as possible for the older ones. And just in generally, shouting, I mean, in my house, thankfully, it's the word mom. Mom is shouted an awful lot.
Even when dad is right beside them.
100%. I could be there. And I mean, I'm about as useful as a chocolate teapot in the heat.
Well, the thing is, though, and I'm sure you've heard this in your house, but the line "I'm bored" is frequented a lot, and I think that can, you know, send us into an absolute tailspin. But all, you know, one thing I would say, and I apply it to my own household, is, you know, it is okay for our kids to experience boredom. If anything, life has become very, you know, you don't have to wait for anything. Everything is instantaneous, and it's more the pressure that we put ourselves under to kind of keep the kids entertained. So allowing them off and giving them a sense of, you know, finding things for them to do for themselves. Because if we hop in every time they're looking for something to do or some kind of entertainment, they're just going to become so reliant on us. So it's giving them that extra little bit of time to work it out for themselves. Now, I know that's all well and good if you're inside in a rainy day, but it is important that our kids have some sense as they get older to be self-sufficient and be creative. And I'm not saying that lightly.
No, absolutely not. But the routine is very important for children, because when they're in the school year, by God, is it regimental.
Yeah.
And then, like, literally a day comes and there's no routine anymore, and it's easy to fall into bad habits.
Mm. Yeah, and like for most of us, routine, and particularly for the kids, it creates predictability and consistency. And if anything, and particularly for our younger kids, like, they do thrive on routine. As much as they give out about, you know, having to do X, Y and Z, they cope a lot better when they know a plan. So while we don't want to be like that regimental, we don't want to be fixated on keeping it as Groundhog Day-ish as it is in the school term, we are going to be downing tools a little bit. It is going to be more relaxed. It's not going to be as hectic as it is typically day to day in the school term. That, but if we can keep those routines fairly loose and simple, it does make things that little bit easier and flow that little bit easier for us.
Now, the other thing, of course, is your fool and their money will be soon parted with the amount of camps that are on.
Yeah.
And it is easy to go, I'll do that camp and I'll do that camp. And all of a sudden you're down a grand and you're not sure what benefit you're getting from it other than childcare.
Yeah. Yeah. And the likes of any kind of camps across the summertime, they'll range in ages. But it is about being realistic as well, because they can be quite expensive. At the same time, we want to, you know, have our kids involved in a certain aspect of where they're around their other kids. And again, it's giving us a little bit of a breather. So again, just being realistic to even spreading out what you can over the course of the summer. You know, I again, often work with families and even myself pulling in family members to give a help out, you know, that often neighbours are kind of reliant on one another, that there can be play dates. And I'm talking about our primary school kids, like when our kids are that little bit older, the likes of the summer camps aren't really realistic, so they're relying on being with their friends a lot. So right now, as we're just entering into the beginning of July, chat to the kids, and you know, summer camps aside, but chat to them about what it is that they would like to do, so you can kind of spread things out over the course of the summer. So again, you've kind of set a certain expectation, but you know, be very clear, it isn't going to be every single day that we're going to be doing something.
That listener says, it's the same every summer. It's easier when they're off. No dropping, no collecting, no lunches, no uniforms. I have three kids aged from 2 to 13. Yeah, I mean, I do miss the idea of lovingly preparing a lunch for your children, only for them to bring it home with them again, not having eaten it. I mean, I do miss that particular joy. When I was young, I told my mother that I was bored, says this listener. She replied, that's because you're a boring person. I was never bored again. I mean, that's tough love, isn't it?
Oh, God, love that person. But you know, it's tough love. It's tough love. And look, it's when we talk about even pushing the boundaries, you know, our kids are going to push the boundaries, particularly when we're in holiday mode, particularly when we're on, you know, if we manage to get away over the summer. But like that, it is important to maintain a sense of boundaries at home as well. Like, you know, the way our kids might be staying up later, they might be enjoying the extra treats.
They might want to hang around with their friends a little bit later than the parent might want them out.
Well, that kind of comes back to the importance of having a chat, particularly for like our preteens and entering into those teenage years. Like, chat to them about, look, what's the plan? We're okay if you head out, but let's agree and let's kind of come to a compromise that we know kind of where you're going, what time you're going to be home at, and just keep in contact with us. And I know with my teenagers, that's kind of the habit that we have formed, but we give them that independence as well. And it's important that we allow that too.
Okay. Aoife Lee, parenting coach from parentsupport.ie, thank you very much for joining us. This listener obviously doesn't have kids, but it is impacting them nonetheless. I don't go home after work now because of the summer holidays. I go to the gym every evening unless it's raining, as parents just leave their kids out on the cul-de-sac from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. We all need a break. I just have this image of, I don't know, a war zone of some kind with children kind of lying across pavements, you know, ramping over each other in tanks. Where do you live? Just out of curiosity, text us back 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.